guys. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy to be back on this mic talking to everyone about life changes. I haven't been on here in a few years. I think it's been since 2020, actually. You would think I would have more time in 2020 to be on here more. So I wanted to get on here because it is June, and that means that most high school graduates are graduating this year, seniors. And I finally experienced my daughter graduating college. So she just graduated college at the end of May, and I wanted to come on here because I really did feel for all you moms, all you parents, but you know, mamas are like really, really connected to their kids too. And I wanted to explain like what I experienced going through a college graduation versus a high school graduation. And I had a really good friend of mine, Lauren Zioli, who just experienced yesterday her son graduating high school at Samo High, same high school as my daughter. And she was giving me a like rundown on her feelings. And they're very similar to how I felt for my daughter's high school graduation. I feel like there's so much change, and you're not used to it yet. Mamas are not used to it yet. And you see this little person, this human being that you created crossing the stage, and it's going to be one of the most important parts of their life because they finally graduated high school and now they can do whatever that is they want to do because they're technically adults now, and they get to either go off to college, they get to go start their career, they get to go start their lives if they choose to like move out, do their own thing. So you have graduation and you have like the end of a huge era for you. And then if they do move out that summer or that next fall, you're empty nesters. Maybe if this isn't your only child or your last child. But it's either way, it's still different, even if you still have kids at home. It's still one of your kids has moved out and it's the first time. So either way, I feel like moms feel a lot. And when my daughter graduated high school, I feel like I was in this outer body experience. I just could not believe we're at this part of her life where she is 18, graduating high school, and now moving on. And for her journey, she was moving out of the house and going into a dorm room at CSUN in Northridge. And it's so crazy to think that that can happen right away. You know, it's like 18 years is a long time, but it isn't at the same time. It's crazy. And so I just wanted to get on here and let everybody know who is listening, who is a mom, who is having a hard time with this transition, that you are definitely not alone. A lot of us feel this way. A lot of us have outer body experiences watching their baby cross that stage. A lot of emotions go through your mind. It's so normal. And I think like the only advice I could really give is find your support system. It is really nice if you do happen to have someone either going through the same thing as you or someone who has an older child. For me and Lauren, you know, I was kind of her guide in a way to, hey, I already know what I felt, so this is how I felt. And, you know, 4 years later, she felt it. And so if you even find someone who has older children that you can kind of talk to and relate to, they're always going to understand where you're coming from. I know I have friends, you know, I had my daughter very young, and so now I have friends starting families as well. And so it's like, they still understand that mama heart because they're over here like, oh my gosh, my kid just graduated kindergarten. How did that happen? So they're starting to understand things. So if you have that support system, gravitate to it and just, you know, ask if you can go chat at coffee. I mean, I use Lauren a lot during this time, and my girlfriend Caroline, who we had daughters at the same, they were in the same grade. And so if you need to like vent or you need to talk about your feelings, I would do that. I do have a good support system. My husband's huge too. And even with, you're the person you're sharing this child with or whoever is helping you raise this child, you know, confide into that person because they're usually feeling a certain type of way as well. And they could probably, you know, give you some advice or just be there to listen, you know. I think if you mamas out there right now are about to have their children who just graduated high school go off to move out, either for their own just because they want to or for college or out of state, you know, this is when it gets a little harder. And you're so used to, for the last 18 years, knowing that your child is home at whatever time they got home, they're asleep and they're safe, and that was probably the hardest thing for me. If your child is willing and, you know, nice enough to understand their mom's feelings, my daughter was nice enough to understand my feelings. She allowed my husband and I to share a location. So the three of us still do it. We share a location on our phones. It's different than when she lived here because it's not like, oh shit, I told my mom that I was going somewhere and I'm not there and now she's gonna see. It's more that she understood that I was having a really hard time cutting the cord and being okay with her growing up, and she respected that and she allowed us to share locations. So if I was, you know, up in the middle of the night, by the way, I had lots of like sleepless nights, 4 a.m. I'm just like, is she okay? I would just look at her location, see that she was at her dorm, and feel better. And it isn't a tool for you as a parent to necessarily like judge if you do see them out or whatever it is. Please don't do that because you'll definitely lose like all trust with your child. But it's more just to like keep track of like, okay, they're still home. Say they don't respond in the next morning right away and your mom brain goes crazy. You can look at their location. Maybe, you know, they're in class or whatever it is. I would just try to be transparent with your child and see if that's something they could do with you. Also, you know, communication, maybe explain to your kid that this is really hard for you and you really want to at least be considered in their new life. They're going to be very, very busy and very excited for their new chapter in their life, but to like make a date, you know, a phone date if you guys are not available to see each other because they're not close by, a phone date, just kind of lay down boundaries of how to help each other get through this, because it is going to be mostly parents that are trying to get through this. The kids are going to be living their best life, but to be transparent and just to be very honest, they're starting to become full-on adults. They technically are. So try to have this new narrative with them where you're an adult. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about things. I would love to express my feelings with you. I am going to miss you. I'm going to be worried about you. There's never a time I won't be. Please understand that. Can we do this, this, and this? Whatever those boundaries and rules would be for you, just go ahead and have that conversation because that will help you, mom. That will help you a lot. So I think I got through things a lot easier because I could share her location and see where she was at. You know, we did talk about family night. She wasn't far away, so it was, you know, I mean, obviously, like, LA traffic can be crazy, so that would be the only reason it takes a while. But technically, without traffic, she was about 25 minutes away. So we would try to set up dinner dates where she'd come home and have dinner, you know, with my husband and I and just chat about what's going on. But we wanted, my husband always said he wants it to be more substantial. He wants it to be where she's not just calling just to call. You know, there's a reason. Oh, I've saved up enough days to talk to my parents because I want to tell them all of the things that are happening. Because there can be a side of it where, you know, the child's having a hard time with separation as well. And to try to maybe guide that as well with them. If, you know, you're a busy mom and you're working or you're doing things and they call all the time for everything still, which, by the way, they still do that sometimes, then, you know, you might need boundaries too to say like, honey, you're going to have to figure this out. We're going to have to like work on this with you. I just can't answer the phone every single time you call. You know, whatever those things are, always just be transparent and honest and try to have an open line of communication with your kid. I think that that's been the best thing. We always like get off track sometimes and we have to get back on and have a family talk about, okay, so this is how I feel. Can we change this? Can we tweak that? And it has been pretty good for us. So my daughter graduated high school in 2018. She was able to study abroad for a semester in college. So she last year went to Italy, and that was a whole nother change for me. You know, like now that your child is out of the house, and if they did choose to go down that college path, they could choose to study abroad at some point. I would think it was her third year. Because of the pandemic, it was a little trickier for my daughter to graduate within 4 years. And you know what? That never really matters anyway. They kind of just have to do what they need to do to graduate, whatever it is they're going to school for. So I think she had like 4.5 years, but she did get to study abroad and it was the time of her life. And let me tell you how hard that was, having her across the country, like across the world, not even the country, the whole world, in Italy, different time zone, it was very hard to you know, manage that. But we were always very, very open with each other. And we just, I mean, I am very lucky. Victoria is a really good kid. And she really did try to make sure she communicated with us and FaceTimed with us because we missed her. I did get to visit her at one point. We went on a family trip and we got to see her. And I mean, she was just thriving. It was a really great experience for her. But navigating into being a parent of an adult is definitely very difficult. I always said that the first year after high school graduation was the hardest year that I feel like I've had so far as a parent. It's like the hardest. Out of every stage I've gone through so far, I think that's the hardest stage because, once again, it's like all different. There's changes happening within your household as this child grows, but they're still inside your household and they're still there and there's still somebody that you're still protecting and you have a little more control over that. As soon as they leave, you have no control. You have nothing except for, I hope you took everything that I taught you and you run with it and you do make all the right decisions. And of course they're not, but you just hope for the best. And it's just the craziest like feeling ever. But all you can do is just hope that you taught them well and that, you know, now it's their time to shine and they're going to go on and they're going to do they're creating their life now. They're going to be where we are at right now someday as a parent. You know, that's crazy. I mean, I can't even, oh my gosh, when I'm a grandparent, oh, it's going to be crazy. But they're starting their lives. They're starting to do their own thing now. And I wish everyone luck out there because this is a very hard transition. Congratulations on getting your child through high school, through all the school years, and now they've graduated. It is a huge accomplishment for you as a parent. I felt a huge accomplishment when this happened for her, and even more so when she graduated college a month ago. But for me, the difference between the two, like I said, is everything's changing. High school, graduation. College graduation was amazing. I was way more at ease with this graduation. I felt just only pure joy, and I was proud and just so happy for my daughter because she had a goal and plan in mind, and she finished it and she graduated. So it was more of like, I'm just so proud of you. I am so happy you accomplished this for yourself, and I'm so glad this is what you wanted and you did it. High school, once again, just so hard. It's just so hard. And so I really, really hope that this kind of helps anyone listening who's going through this right now, because you're just not alone. You're not, and it is part of life. And give yourself grace and let yourself, you know, have bad moments if you do, because you miss your kids so damn much. It's okay. You know, confide into your circle of people who are there to support you. Talk to your kid. Just be open and honest with your kid about how you're feeling. And they are adult. You don't shelter them anymore. You can't really shelter them anymore and be worried. I don't want them worried about me. No, you guys are forming an adult relationship now. So go ahead and be honest with them. But yeah, these are kind of the things that I wanted to jump on here and say. I would love to get back on every now and then. I have a lot to say. There's so many life changes that happen, that have been happening, that continue to happen. And I would love to try to get on here and give advice. And if anyone has any questions or if they don't know how to navigate something that maybe I've been through, I can give you my advice. When I was telling my girlfriend Lauren, you know, she did say that day goes by so fast. I didn't even realize how fast it was. She's like, you're right. I had an outer body experience. It was so crazy. It's just like something you just, and if you don't have that, doesn't mean you're a bad parent. It's just everyone's different, but it is a crazy feeling. And just to see this goal and this, you know, her son is actually going to be moving further away. I mean, still in California, but further away. So it's not going to be as easy for her to see him. And I hope she listens to this. I will tell her in person anyway, but to just communicate. And then you have to also understand that you'll be navigating relationships. They're going to get into relationships. Holidays might be affected. I think I had a hard time with holidays at one point. My daughter decided she wanted to go to her boyfriend's, and it just broke my heart. I didn't handle it very well. I think I just got mad at her. And that's just, you know, you kind of go back into your stage again of like, oh, they're my kid that I used to like tell what to do all the time, but you can't always act like that. I mean, you definitely can't act like that when they're not in your house anymore and they're an adult. So it's just more about communicating better and not getting mad and just saying like, okay, this actually kind of hurts my feelings right now because I really want to see you for whatever holiday it is you're celebrating. I don't get to see you that often. So how can we figure this out where we're both happy? Because that is very important. You know, you want to both be happy. It's not just one or the other. So try to come to common ground with that. But these years are going to be hard and challenging. But you'll get through it. I got through it. I'm here telling you, you get through it. it's all different. It all changes. I'm officially, you know, empty nester for 5 years now. And I do enjoy that. I do enjoy just having my husband and I just to like hang out with and have our quiet times and, you know, figuring out who I am because I'm not just Victoria's mom. I'm a lot of things. And just try to explore that and figure things out. If you have more time now that your child's gone, just try to figure out what can, you know, now I can do this and now I can do that. It's really nice, actually. It's not bad. And enjoy that. Enjoy those times. When she is here, it's nice. It's hectic. It's hectic because we're both big personalities and getting both of us back in the same house sometimes can be challenging for my husband. But it is nice. And then when she leaves, it's like, okay. Well, that was a good visit, but I'm nice and at home with like my routine now. So you will get through it, mamas and parents and whoever is like, you know, having these life changes. So I will end this. It's a short and sweet little episode. I will try to get on here. I'm kind of thinking maybe once a month, talk about things and have another guest or two on to talk things out with. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I am a mom of a college graduate, and my heart is out there for all of you moms going through a high school graduation. I really, really, really am thinking of all of you, and my love is pouring your way. So that is it. That is all I had to say. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks for tuning in, and I will talk at you later. Bye.